You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian, and if you're unfamiliar with these sort of hours on the radio, this is the show where for the next hour I'll be playing you guys a bit of variety, doing a little bit of listening to music that I found at the CGSF archive over here, as well as talking about a little bit myself and kind of entertaining you guys all. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. What's going on with you guys? Second week of school for all you... I guess it's the third week, actually, for some. It was the third week of school for all you SFU students. Had a late night last night. Kind of started the first day of my new job, my new serving job out in North Van. It was a little hectic. It's like a brand new team and everyone's trying to figure out their roles, and it was kind of a big, you know, it was a little hectic in terms of like getting organized. It wasn't insanely busy, but you know, kind of kitchen people trying to figure out their food and stuff, which is looking really good, and figuring out what our roles are as bartenders and servers and how we do that stuff. And so, you know, very excited to be part of this new restaurant. I think I've been working at a job that was kind of way too easy sometimes, I feel like. And although I think I'm also realizing there is merit to having, you know, alongside with school, there's a merit to having just like a very chill serving job. But part of me kind of wanted a little bit more and kind of wanted to challenge myself. And here I am being part of a team of servers opening a new restaurant, which is a big challenge, and not as fun as it seems like it would be in the TV show The Bear, but, you know, nonetheless, I'm enjoying it, and happy to have a new crew. Everyone's pretty eager, and, you know, it seems like a pretty solid crew, like, no egos, really, like, whatsoever, so happy to be doing that. Otherwise, you know, back on the grind, no days off this week between work and school, so happy to have my little hour on radio right now. It's a good chance for me to like just listen to some music with you guys and sort of hang out and decompress a little bit before I have to go to my next class, which was a really funny juxtaposition to what I was saying last week. I was so stoked to be at school, but I already feel tired. Already feels like we're so deep in. I feel like my enthusiasm for school went really quick, but nonetheless still happy to be here. We're going to get into some music first. Let's see. For my first track today, I got two songs, actually, by a band called Apollo Ghosts. Here's Strawberry Moon. And then following that, I'll be playing you guys Rave Heaven here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
You can We'll be right back. This is Bird Note. The call of the yellow-billed cuckoo may sound a bit like a car engine struggling to turn over before revving to life. But for generations and generations, people recognize these rattling gulps and hollow hoots as a precursor to something else. Rain. For people in the American Midwest, the bird was known as the rain crow, and its call was a sure sign of incoming weather. Of course, Midwesterners don't rely on birds to predict the weather today. But in a part of the world where the clouds can open suddenly and drop anything from discomfort to devastation, the bizarre croaking on a summer afternoon can still inspire a shiver. Unfortunately, over much of this bird's wide range, the voice of the yellow-billed cuckoo is heard less and less frequently. The open woodlands and riparian areas where they nest have been replaced by productive fields and tidy lawns. Pesticides are also to blame. But in the undeveloped stretches of the Midwest, watch for the slinky, slender form of the cuckoo, and listen hard for the evocative voice of the rain crow. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
And welcome back. That last track right before the break there was called Torrent de Compliments by Grand Public here on CGSF 90.1 FM. So I've been trying to, like, you know, it's like kind of the last chance to skate, really, like the season's ending, so to speak, before we enter the dungeon season. So I've been trying to, like, get out there and, like, skate as much as I can between, you know, going to work and, like, going to class and stuff. And I always think that, like, you know, doing my chosen physical activity always kind of helps, you know, helps the mental while, you know, while school's going, and it's very easy to get locked in. And also, I'm not, like, totally ready to, like, give up on the physical activity and just start gaming all winter yet. It's already seeming very, like, I just feel like I just get way more into playing video games around this time of year, just because, I don't know, something with my YouTube algorithm and my friends being online and, you know, the sun setting earlier just makes me want to sit and, like, game all day. But I know from now, I've learned from experience, that it's probably not great in tandem with school and my mental well-being. So I've been trying to go out and skate a lot. And I've been running into, some of you might know him, but just a legendary pro skater who now kind of lives in Vancouver. His name is Chris Haslam. I actually know him mostly from serving him at the brewery that I work at. I guess he's, like, friends with some of the owners and some of the partners there. So he always comes by, gets his, like, discount and stuff. But, you know, now I've been seeing him at the skate park a little more and more. I think he, like, has made the connection with seeing me at the brewery. I've also, like, told my coworkers too about him, and I think that my best friend Shay also works with me at the brewery, and I think she kind of sold me out a little bit. Was like, yo, like, one of my servers, I'm not gonna tell you who, but I think it's pretty obvious, is fangirling in the back telling us all about you. I always not listening to this, that'd be really awkward, but now he's starting to recognize me at the parks, and his homies are kind of recognizing me, so, like, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that we're friends, but, you know, me and Chris Haslam are kind of homies, you know? I played as him in, like, one of Tony Hawk's video games, you know? Like, that's kind of awesome. So it's cool when he's, like, hyping me up at the skate park and stuff, so it's good. And I'm very happy to get, you know, I think that, like, right now in my skating, I think for a long time I was very, like, a little emo about my skating, in the sense of, like, all my best friends in skating have all, like, went to college. They've finished since finished college, but all went off to Victoria to do their studies there. And so for a long time I was missing friends. But, you know, I think lately I've been really trying to, like, you know, get out of the house and like go to the public skate park and kind of like make myself known and kind of, you know, make some friends and stuff. And surprisingly, it is working. I'm like, you know, having sessions and like making some homies and stuff. And, you know, it's not quite the same. All my friends are like, you know, my God, my friends in Victoria have like kind of cracked the code a little bit. I mean, they're not living lavishly, but they found a way to all simultaneously like get on EI somehow, which I think entails like them being laid off or they're not being enough work. So I don't know how they finagled that, but all kind of simultaneously quit their jobs and got onto EI and are just like skating every single day and like making videos. And it seems really, really cool. Like they just dropped like another little like a minute and a half video part yesterday that looked really awesome. They're all having fun and stuff, you know? And I mean, this is what I get for taking like a year or two off school to go travel and stuff, but nonetheless, I do not regret it. And yeah, we also found out just yesterday that I've been living in the same house for the last, you know, basically for most of my undergrad. I've been renting this house in this garden suite in East Van, and I've been living there before I moved in with my girlfriend there. I'd been living there with a roommate for like 4 years. And yesterday, you know, I almost like should have known better because my girlfriend Ava brought it up too, that it's like, oh, it kind of smells like natural gas in here. But sure, lo and behold, we do have a gas leak, which kind of sucks, but maybe the gas leak explains why me and my roommate are a little funny sometimes, especially when we were in the house for so long together, especially during the pandemic. But that's pretty bad. There might have been a gas leak for the 4 years they were living there. So we don't have hot water and don't have any heat for a little bit, which kind of sucks. But, you know, I'll have to go home after school today. I'll have to go bus home to my parents' house and maybe use their shower. Anyways, you guys didn't need to know that, but on to some more music here. I've got pretty cool band here, band called Haze Noble, kind of like little like post rocky kind of loud rocky like band here. Here we go, In the Search Of, here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Enjoy this one.